Bobby Meacham manager, yeah. The AAA Buffalo Bison.
Big time news here in Toronto. Ted 3 coming up.
Ted 3 is not coming up. Top Gun 2 is. So, you know, we said before we went into the break, Bobby, and thanks so much for joining us, that, you know, we spend all our time here talking about how complicated and convoluted it is with all the injuries for the Blue Jays, and it's, you know, complicated for the manager and the general manager and the writers and the media. We got to keep track of who's coming and going and yada, yada. And I got to think that other than maybe John Gibbons, you're the one who it's the most complicated for, because what the Jays have made, what, 20 moves, 20 roster moves involving players coming up from Buffalo or going back down to Buffalo from Toronto. So my question to you, Bobby, is how do you manage a team when you've got all that going on?
Well, you know, it's kind of thing is it works out okay for these guys. The guys in Toronto are getting hurt. They get to go up there. So mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's a lot easier for me to tell them they're going to the big leagues than it is for Gibby to look forward to a different lineup every night. But, you know, it's pretty simple. You know, we got a good group of guys, a good organization that keeps everybody in the loop. We all know what's going on, and we're all prepared for what may happen when injuries occur. So it hasn't been tough on me at all. We've just kind of kept things going, and like every sport, you know, it's the next guy up that gets this opportunity to do their job and do it more often, and these guys are pleased with that.
Yeah, Bobby, now tell us a little bit about Buffalo. The Bisons, I played a lot in the minor leagues. I got to play a lot against the Buffalo Bisons. A lot of it was in April, and a lot of it was in the end of the season. That wasn't a whole lot of fun, but on occasion I would play in the summertime. It was a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about how much fun, or is it fun, playing in Buffalo?
Yeah, you know, I got to play for the Bisons also in 1989. A lot of fun. I mean, it's a great ballpark. The downtown atmosphere down there is tremendous. You know, like you said, it's a lot better in the middle of the season than the beginning and the end, yeah. Weather-wise. But it's, you know, I had a lot of fun playing there, and these guys are enjoying great playing surface. The groundskeeper, Chad, does a great job, and the front office with Mike does a great job. And so we have a blast there. So far, we've done well at home. Had a lot of wins at home, a lot of good fans showing up to watch us play.
Now, Bobby, one of the guys we got a brief glimpse of as part of the call-ups was Dwight Smith Jr., a guy who's been in the organization for a while, a guy who kind of profiles as, you know, the type of player this organization has kind of needed for a while. Just where is he in his development curve, and what do you see in Dwight Smith, you know, that suggests that he might be able to contribute at some point consistently on the major league level?
Yeah, well, the biggest thing about Dwight that we've talked about with him and the other players is just continue to get better every day. It's not about being good today, but just continue to get better every day, improve every day. And he's shown that. I've had him – this is my third year in a row with Dwight, and the first year I had him in New Hampshire AA was – he's one of those guys who say, yeah, I can see why they drafted him high. He's a good player. But the big key was the following year when he just got so much better with just not only his swing got better, but just his urgency to get better. Improvements every day before the games even started, and then this year he just kept going with, you know, immediacy, I guess, the best thing. You know, he wants to get better, he wants to steal bases, he wants to take advantage of the outfield when they get lax out there when he runs the bases, he wants to make great plays on defense, and he's done that. So boy, he's really rounded out his whole game. I'm just excited to see how much better he can be, because I know it's a little bit more in there, and you're going to see a little bit more when he gets back up there in Toronto.
Yeah, now, Bobby, we saw a little bit of Rowdy Tellez in spring training. He looked like he understood the strike zone, which is a big deal for a younger guy. I think he's understanding how to get himself ready to play every day. That's a big deal. You know, when the first time I ever went to AAA, I had a little bit of a period where it took me to understand that I belong here. I belong in AAA. You know, I'm not a double-A player anymore. There's different guys that throw different ways in AAA. What's Rowdy Tellez going through here now early in the season?
Yeah, you know, Rowdy's gone through some struggles, you know, as far as adjusting to pitching here, a little bit different types of pitchers, that, you know, a little bit more finesse guys that use the whole, use both sides of the plate a little bit more on him, I believe, challenging him inside with their fastball, which he isn't used to seeing because such a big guy. Guys used to kind of shy away from that, but a lot of good stuff, though. I mean, he's been able to struggle through some things, and I think he's about to turn the corner here, swinging the bat. He's been, like you said, a pretty patient hitter at the plate, but also needs to jump in with some aggressiveness also when they lay it in there. So I think he's learning that, and And I think, like I said, he's struggling a little bit, but he's turning the corner right now. I think this season is obviously a big one for him. I think he's going to do great.
You know, when you look at a guy like Rowdy Tellez, and, you know, Kevin's talked, I think, done a pretty good job of breaking down what his strengths are and what he still needs to work on. But, you know, Bobby, when you have a guy that it's obvious the organization is high on him. You know, there's a lot of talk about him in spring training. I mean, he seems like a smart guy, a guy who's able to take it all in. But as a manager, when you know that there are eyes on this guy, when you know that people are frankly probably looking at the scouting reports and maybe looking at his name first in a lot of cases, do you have to handle him a little differently than another guy in the team?
Absolutely. No, I what I try to do is try to give him the information that I know, and the information, I mean, I was like I said, a lot of these guys, I was you, and I was the number one pick and was supposed to be I was supposed to be really, really good, and everybody had their eyes on me. And the bottom line is the best thing they can do is just don't worry about all that stuff. What you got to do is basically get better. They have a tendency to drift towards, especially the top guys, drift towards what's happening up in Toronto. Boy, if I'm doing good, I might get my shot. And the challenge is to not be that guy. The challenge is to be the guy that wants to get better every day. So when it does happen, you are ready to play in the big league and stay in the big league. So I just kind of try to pass that along subtly. As I talk to them about some things and as we work on things, they can just concentrate on getting better and just see what happens. You know, let them realize that everything else is out of their control and just go from being the best you can be. And when you're ready, just, you know, it happened to Dwight. You know, he got his shot, and but he's just concentrating on getting better. So when he does get another shot, he'll stay there for good.
Yeah, Bobby, is, you know, every big league team needs some pitching, needs some guys out of the bullpen. Is there any guy in that rotation or in the bullpen in AAA that stands out to you that we may be seeing soon?
Oh, well, there's a couple guys that just got to us. Chris Smith has just joined us again from being off on the DL. He's thrown really well out of the bullpen. I know these guys have seen him a little bit, but not a whole lot. I had him all last year. You stole a big Danny Barnes from me. He was our secret weapon that we were trying to sneak into some games here before he got called up, but you've seen how good he can be. So we've got a couple guys that are, you know, really capable of doing well, and they're going to get their shot at some point. And my job is to keep them ready, help them improve at the same time as they're ready to come up and help Toronto.
You know, you as you said, you had Danny Barnes. He's been, in some ways, Danny Barnes and Ryan Tepera have been lifesavers for this team, because I don't think without either of them, I don't think the Joe Biagini move is capable of being made, and you know, if that move isn't capable of being made, I quite frankly don't necessarily know where the Jays would have gone. But what did you see from Danny Barnes when you had him earlier this year? Because he is a guy, and we talked about this after his last couple of outings, Bobby, how, you know, and maybe we just didn't notice this earlier, he's got an amazing ability to elevate his fastball, and he used it in the series against Milwaukee. He's got the great changeup, but it was his elevated fastball that got him out of a lot of jams. Has he always had that, or is that something that he was consciously working on this year?
No, I've seen that from Danny. He's been with me three of the last 4 years, and I think what he's done is exactly what I've talked about. I just see him working tirelessly every day, whether it's keeping his arm healthy so he can pitch every day, or whether it's noticing what makes him better than the other guy next to him. Be unique in his delivery and unique in his style of getting hitters out. And you mentioned it, and that high fastball that seems comes in at 91, maybe 92, but it almost looks like the hitter's swinging at 95. And I think as he listens and learns and watches and has really studied the game, he's really a great student of the game, and he can see what's happening. He can see that the high fastball is very effective. So, yeah, all that stuff isn't by accident. He's attention to detail by Danny and a lot of hard work. But he's finally seen pay off at not only at the minor league level earlier this year and last year, but now he sees how it pays off at the big league level also.